What up? What up? What up? What's going on, y'all? Give me a few minutes, just getting some things set up here. Okay, let me make sure we good here. Okay, yeah, we good, man. We good. We good. TGIM, baby. Happy Monday, TGIM. How y'all doing today, man? Happy Monday. Thank God it's another Monday. You know, you made it to another Monday, man. And don't take that for granted. Oh, man. Yes, indeed. Hope y'all doing well. I always like to ask people, how is your mental health? And so, how's your mental health today, man? Just doing a check-in. Coach, what's going on, man? Good to see your presence. Love you, bro. Praying for you. And well, we'll just kind of go there, man. But I'm praying for you, man. But take care of yourself. A lot of stuff moving and shaking in the world today. But it's all good, man. It's all good. But welcome to the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. I am your host, J. Rod Anderson, and my mission on this podcast is to help my educators, working professionals, and my part-time entrepreneurs get rid of that financial stress. I'm going to be talking about that money mindset tonight, man. I'm really excited about what I have to share with you tonight. I'm going to actually start, I guess I would call it a series. You know, I don't know if people do series on podcasts, but I'm going to do a series. But I'm actually going to start a series tonight on cultivating a five-star mentality, which I believe is the missing ingredient to financial independence and wealth creation. So we talking mindset, we talking five star for the next couple of weeks. So y'all be sure to plug in, and we're going to actually be doing a book study. I'm going to actually go through my book, Five Star Mentality. So if you want to follow along with me for the next couple of weeks, make sure that you go to fivestarmentality.com and grab you a copy of this. I think I got it at the bottom on the ticker. Coach, doing great. Did great workout and a productive day planning an event in Europe in May 25. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Okay, keeping the ball rolling. So let me do this. Let me just do my housekeeping items before we get started. So please download my podcast. Thank you all for the support, man. Getting a lot of good feedback. But the podcast on any streaming platform, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere where podcasts are streamed, you will find the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast there as well. And please also support the movement, like and follow, subscribe to my YouTube channel at Path to Financial Independence. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate every subscriber, every comment, every like. Not go unappreciated. And also, if you need some help kind of getting your financial independence journey started, go to my website at gerardaanderson.com, and I got a bunch of resources on there for you. You can schedule a free financial health assessment with me. If you just, let's just kind of talk things over and let's see where we are so we can come up with a game plan. Be glad to do that with you. Also, okay, seems like my camera's going out a little bit. Give me just a second. Yep, so I have a free masterclass, The 7 Roadblocks to Financial Independence. Sometimes you just got to realize, like, what is it that's, if you can just get rid of those little roadblocks, man, like, just the little stumbling that keep you, you know, when you catch your stride, sometimes it's just those little things that you stumble over. Financial Independence Masterclass is for that individual who's like, man, if I could just show me where I may be going wrong at, and I can fix everything else. So let's do a financial disclaimer real quick. I am not a financial advisor, and the content of this podcast is for information and education purposes only, and it does not constitute financial advice. Your financial situation is unique, so do your own due diligence, fact check everything that I say, and consult with a qualified financial advisor who is familiar with your unique circumstances. So yeah, let's go ahead and jump into this. Who we got on? Fabulous. Appreciate you joining. Motions Flow. Appreciate you joining. I appreciate, man. It's good to have company on a Monday night, man. To know the like-minded people. All right. So this is so, you know, I'm an educator, man. So I believe in just giving outlines, just being real clear and succinct. So this is what we're going to do tonight. I'm going to pretty much start off by explaining why I believe your mindset is a missing ingredient to financial independence and wealth creation. So I'm going to start there and I'm going to give you all a little backstory with the book Five Star Mentality. So I'm going to give you a little bit of history on that so you can follow along as we kind of progress through it through the next couple of weeks. And then I'm going to tell you exactly what Five Star Mentality is. That's the term that we coined. And so I'm going to explain to you exactly what it is and why I think it's the key for your financial situation, independence. You'll find enough to take us for about 30 minutes or so. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started. So first, why is mindset so important? Why is mindset like the missing ingredient? I believe it is the missing ingredient to where you are financially. And so some of the barriers that keep people stuck financially. I truly believe that the biggest one is just the lack of financial literacy. Like in whatever area of life you find yourself in, you are going to be on the level commensurate with your level of knowledge and your level of understanding. I don't care what it is. You basically live on your level of understanding. So same true when it comes to the finances. It's just like, and I'm going to tell y'all a good bit of my business tonight, but there was a time in my life where I just felt like I was just going in circles for years. It's just like I was working, making good money, but I didn't have anything to show for it. I mean, it was to the point where after about 15 years of working, I had to really take a gut check reality and ask myself, it's just like, okay, I've been working all these years and I really don't have anything to show for what's going on here of life. And you really you're not making any progress, but it's like you don't even realize you're not making, you got an idea that you're not making progress, but you can't really discern like, why am I still kind of in the same situation dealing with these same issues like year after year? So kind of going back to the literacy, when I really took some time to like, okay, we're gonna put pause on this whole thing until we figure out like what in the world is keeping me stuck here financially. And from where I am now, looking back on that time, I can honestly tell you it was just what I didn't know and what I wasn't doing because of what I didn't know. So I was basically operating on a level of the knowledge that I had. So financial literacy or lack of financial literacy, and that's going to impact your mindset. Look, understand everything starts from what you got up here. Like whatever you have deposited in your mindset and whatever has taken root into your spirit and how you move and how you live and how you do life, like you live life from here and here. So whatever you got here is what's eventually going on out of you. So, you know, the scripture that says, out of the abundance, the man speaks, so the individual speaks. So whatever you are filled with, that's what's going to come out one way or another. It's going to come out either in your words or it's going to come out either in your actions. So let me stick to my outline here. So lack of financial literacy, that's the number one area that I believe is impacting your independence and that mindset. The second area is fear, stress, and your limiting beliefs around money. Still dealing with mindset. So what's your beliefs? Like, what do you believe about what you have the ability to do? What do you believe about what you believe is possible? I had a situation maybe about a week ago. Basically, I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning, couldn't go back to sleep. How many of y'all ever had that? You know, you sleeping good and then all of a sudden your eyes just pop open, or you just go to the restroom or something and you realize that you can't go back to sleep. And so that happened to me about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And while I was here, this thought came to my mind, and I know Holy Spirit, hard for God. Like, is there anything that's too hard for God? And, you know, I won't go too deep into that story, but basically it was really challenging me to think about what is your belief system in this particular area. So you have to constantly question, like what do I believe in the area of money and finances, and what do you believe is possible? Where are your limiting beliefs at? And truth be told, we all have them. We all have limiting beliefs now. So, you know, don't sit here and tell me, no, I'm as open as the sky. So that's why you always kind of have to be doing like self-assessment check to see where are my limiting beliefs. And I would even call them, they could be your imprisoning belief. Like, what are the things that's keeping you stuck and confined on the level that you're on now? So going back to mindset, fear, stress, and limiting beliefs around money. So are you operating out of fear? Like, I had a situation, limiting belief. Like I said, I'm going to share a little bit of my stories with y'all. Some of my business. So I was booking a trip on vacation or something. And so I was on the trip. You know, they always ask you if you want to pay that extra money to get the insurance or whatever, you know, on the trip. And so I was booking it for 3 people. And so I was just like, I'm not going to spend that extra money on that extra insurance, another couple $100 or so. So I didn't do it. And so probably 30, I booked the trip. I realized that, there's something that I overlooked that I'm going to have to go back and make a change. And just that quick, it came to my mind. It's just like, you know what? If I took that insurance or whatever the thing that they was offering, I wouldn't have to pay for the changes that I'm about to make. But, you know, I took that one across 10, so I made the changes. Needless to say, it cost me a little bit more than what it would have if I took that. But here again, that was my own limiting belief. Could have been fear of spending too much. I don't know. I got to go back and question that one. But that limiting belief caused me extra money in the long run. And so I got to go back and reconsider this thing. Like, when I'm traveling, I need to program my mind, like, no matter what, we want to get this extra insurance. So those are just things that you need to question about your current mindset. Where are the gaps? Where are the limitations at? Because those are the little things that could be keeping you stuck without you even knowing it. So what's the other thing where your mindset is concerned? So y'all keep up with these. So the first one that we talked about was lack of financial literacy. That's going to impact your mind. Fear, stress, and limiting beliefs. That's going to is traditional thinking that keep you stuck in cycles of debt or maybe money mismanagement. So you could have grown up with examples from your parents or just things that you picked up, your through your own experiences, well, you're probably not the most responsible managing your money. I'm just saying now. I'm not saying that that's you, but you know, you gotta check yourself. But if you don't want to be or a situation that has you frustrated, then you gotta go back and really uncover, like, what's the root of this? So what are your traditional money habits that you've picked up, or what's your money story? So what are some of those past experiences or some of those things that you learned from your parents that you've bought into your life? And now those are the things that could be holding back. So here again, you have to really go back and think about what are those past things that's influencing how I'm operating now. Because if you don't, think about this. So we're in 2025 and you could still be operating off of a 1980 program that you picked up and you not even realize it. So just think about the advances with technology and advances with and in Windows to our cell phones. So we're like on the iPhone 16 now. So imagine if the operating systems have to continue to upgrade with the phone. So imagine, like, you still operating, which I don't even think you can, you operating off of the operating system from the iPhone 3 or 5. Like, your phone going to be a little bit janky. I'm just saying. But same with your mindset, man. You got to continue to upgrade. All right. So let me tell y'all the backstory of five-star mentality. So how do we even come up with this this concept? So I was going somewhere to speak. At the time, I was doing some consulting work, and I got invited to present at a conference. And so wifey was going with me. And so we was at the airport, and it was a zoo, man, with people everywhere. Kids was running around. I mean, it was just one of those things, like, it just made you frustrated being in there because people was upset. Some people lost their flight, and some people are tense because, you know, they're running late to the flight. So I don't know what it was about that day. It was just a charged atmosphere. It just made you feel like the frustration. So we were sitting there, and my wife, we had a ticket to zone 4. So that means we was the last to get on the plane. So you already know that means you're not going to probably going to have to check your bags because you're not going to have much overhead space left. So we were sitting there, and wifey was like, man, this is for the birds. And I said, what you say? Because she don't usually talk like that. But she was like, man, this is for the birds. So, man, that tripped me out so much just to hear her say that. So anyway, they called our zone 4. We get on the plane. Sure enough, there's no. What I realized as we were boarding the plane, I was looking at the people in first class. And I mean, they was chilling, man. They was already relaxed back in their seat. They already sipping on their beverages. Some of them already taking a nap. Some of them already reading their books or magazines or whatever. And we sitting here struggling to find some place to put our luggage. And so I just remembered passing by first class, asking myself the question, like, man, I don't know if the first question was, I wish we could do that. That might have been the first question that I asked, like, man, or just the thought, like, man, I wish we could, you know, fly first class. And then from there, it evolved to, why can't we fly first class? And so, so me and my wife, we just toyed around with that thought on the flight. Man, why don't we ever fly first class? Like, why can't we do that? And we just started going down the list, going back to belief system. So initially, we was just like, well, you know, it must be with money. It's just too expensive to fly first class. But when we started going through the numbers, we realized now, depending on where you go, first class could only be maybe a more. So we eliminated that a reason why. And that was like the biggest reason that we just kind of got comfortable. Like, you know, it's just the money. But we really wanted to get an answer to this question. It's like, man, why can't we fly first class and enjoy finer things in life? And so I'm telling you, once you rule out the excuse of not having enough money for a thing, it opens your whole mind up to a whole different level. So we ruled out the money thing, and so then we had to go deep. It's not money. And so once we got to that place where we realized it wasn't the money, we had to ask ourselves, then what is it? And that's when it didn't happen immediately, but the lowest common denominator. When we got to the lowest common denominator, what it ended up being, it was our mindset. Because we used to take trips to Orlando all the time. And we looked it up, first class trip to Orlando, like only $50 more. So that was the first time that we realized it's just like, man, we're operating on a certain level just based on the way that we're thinking. And so somewhere in that conversation, we started thinking like, okay, what are the next level experiences that we would like to enjoy in life? And we started thinking like, maybe we can start going to 5-star restaurants. And so we really just started thinking, you know, when you think 5-star, you think like the best of everything. And that's where we wanted our mindset to go at. It's like, yo, we should be able to experience the best of everything if that's what we want to do. So that's where the 5-star came about. And then we just started thinking, it's just like, but look, you can have 5-star desires, but partake of that lifestyle until you cultivate a 5-star mentality. And man, that thing blew up on the inside of us. So we was just like, ooh, 5-star mentality, man. And so this was the little tagline that we came up with. You're worthy of living a 5-star life, but you'll never be able to do it with a 5-star mentality. I mean, with a 1-star mentality. And that's where this whole journey began. So we were sitting here walking around living life from a 1-star mentality. But on the inside of us, we really had desires to live a 5-star life. Now, let me say this. 5-star living, and this is a distinction that we made. 5-star living is unique to you. 5-star living, like, so start where you are now and think about next level up for you. 5-star right there. I'll give you a fuller definition, but from where you are now to just the next cut above, that's 5-star. So in other words, 5-stars is always, it's a progressive mindset of saying, what's the next level? What's the next area that I can go a little bit higher in? So for you, five-star experience may be valet parking, or 5-star experience may be going to a movies and not bringing all your own food. 5-star experience may be going to, you know, an amusement park and not feeling like, well, I can't drink anything or I can't eat anything because it costs too much money. Now, am I saying to be negligent with your money? No, but remember what we're trying to do is we're trying to free our mentality. So it's not that you even have to do this all the time. You just want to break through to say, man, you know what? Out last night and we did valet parking. Now, next week, we may not want to do that. I'm not saying that you have to do it every time, but you want to break free to that next level of thinking, that next level of operating for you. So go on first class. If you've never done that before, I encourage you, experience that. And you may not be at the place where you're ready to do it now, but yo, start at, they have the basic and so you can start in the basic cabin and then you can go to the main cabin. Maybe you're used to flying basic, go up to main and then go from main to go to the comfort. You get a little bit more leg room. You can relax a little bit more and then go from comfort to go to business class and go to first class. So 5-star is a progression. So I don't want you to stay stuck on whatever level that you're in right now. 5-star mentality says that you may be there today, but my goodness, you should not be there a year from now. But you have to push yourself because I can't come and tell you what's five star for you. I don't know where you are. You may be this, you know, you may be here to where I'm compared at. So for me, five star is just that next rung up. For you, five star is the next rung up. So no, you can't necessarily be like, do what I'm doing. I may not be ready for that. So there's levels to this. Understand that. Remember that. There's levels to this. So here's my challenge for you. What is the next five-star level for you? Whether it's valet parking, whether it's going to, you know, a four-star, five-star restaurant, going to a better hotel. I don't know. You have to figure that out. Now, I'm not telling you to go and break the bank. Plan for the experience. But the first step is open your mindset to say, we're going to this level. We're going to do this. We're going to fly first class. Even if it's another year, cool. That's good. Just make up in your mind, we're going to do this. So to finish telling you our story, so we started getting everything for five stars. Oh, man, you know, we're going to start upgrading as much as we can. So we went on vacation, I think it was the next year. So important lesson there. The revelation of five star came months before we actually started stepping out on it, but the seed was planted in our mindset. So we went on vacation the next year and we was just like, oh, we're going to do everything five star. And man, I tell you, and like things started happening. Get a certain level resort, but it was a little bit out of our price range, so we did the closest thing, and then we got upgraded to the top level. Like, that was one major thing. We flew first class that year, and it was just like, man, this is the life right here. And so we felt so good because we made an intentional decision and we made ourselves stretch enough and do the practical things. So we saved our money. We went and put it on a credit card. We took a whole year. We saved our money. We decided the type of experience that we wanted. And then we went for it. And when you start operating on that level, man, you'll be surprised some of the things that will kind of just start assisting you, man. It's almost like supernatural divine forces will come to your aid to help you as you expand and stretch your mindset and your level of living. So that's five-star mentality came from. And it's like you got to continually stretch yourself, because we also came up with this concept in the book called The Rubber Band Effect. And this happened to us. It's like, so we stretched out so far, like, man, we was five-star resort, man, five-star restaurants. We did all of that stuff, man. And then we got back busy with the day-to-day affairs of life. And we slowly started going, that rubber band came right back to where it was. And we, how do we fall so far off, man? We was just like five star last year. And, you know, now we back to like, man, that costs too much. And it's the rubber band effect. It's like you stretch to a certain level, but, you know, you kind of contract back, but you don't have to stay there because now you can catch yourself. And now you can be like, no, nah, come on, let's put our foot back on the gas. So it's kind of like when you do that, put off the gas, you kind of lose and you slow down. You don't really realize it as much as first, but if you keep your foot off the gas, guess what? You eventually going to come to a standstill. So five stars is just about keeping your foot on the gas. All right, let me read. I don't know if I had a definition. I think y'all got the gist of what five-star mentality is. So it's just next level thinking, continue yourself for whatever is that next level or you. So remember, no one else determines your five star. You have to determine it for yourself. Now, other people, they can challenge you beyond your current level. But at the end of the day, you have to figure out, like, what's the next five star level for me? And then you commit to, it's almost like lifting weights. It's like, okay, I can lift this comfortably now. Like, this is easy for me. Like maybe just having two plates on, like, this is easy. So after a while, the resistance is not there. And so the development is going to pretty much come to a halt because it's no longer challenging. So look at five star even as a level of resistance for where you currently are. It's just like, if this is easy for you to do now, what's that next level of resistance that's going to make you push a little bit or make you even need a spot? Like, that's what five star is. So keep some tension on the line. But the good thing is the resistance is pushing you to a higher quality of life and a higher quality of living. And that's what five star is all about. All right. So I think I gave you definition. I gave you the definition of five star. And I'm gonna end with this, like, why is it so important, and why do I think this is so necessary for where we are now? Couple of reasons. Number one is that the way things are going, everything in this world, let's just say from a monetary standpoint, everything in this world is doing two things. It's advancing. Number one, technology is advancing. Like, you got AI. You got, see my brother here, man. All right, man. We got crypto, cryptocurrency. Everything is advancing. And so if your mindset stays back 5-10 years ago, then you're eventually going to get left behind and become obsolete. So five star is important because it doesn't matter what the area is. It's just continue to expand your mindset. That's number one. Number two is that ain't nothing in this world getting cheap. Everything is getting more and more expensive. So when you start talking about five star, to be able to do that, you're going to have to figure out, how do I expand? In addition to expanding your mindset, if you want to start these next level experiences now, I'm going to be honest with you, they're going to cost a little bit more money. So it's going to push you to have to expand your income in some way to be able to do those different things, or you're going to have to expand your income. If you don't do that, this is what's going to happen to you. This is going to be the alternative. As things get more expensive, you're going to have to constrict your life to accommodate the increasing price of things. What do I mean by that? So if you still are, let's say you're making a certain salary, okay? A year from now, let's just take, I always like the price of eggs. So if you was used to paying $2.99 for eggs and you always had $5, then in this day and time, either you're not going to get any eggs, or you're going to have to find some real cheap, like genetically modified eggs that aren't even eggs. So what you want to have to do is, if you're not keeping pace with the expansion of the world, then you're going to have to constrict your life to fit in with what you have left. And so that's why you got to keep your mindset stretched. You got to stay in a place of questioning, keeping resistance on your mind. How can I expand? How can I increase? How can I do things bigger? And it may not come overnight, but you have to keep that mindset, because this world is continually evolving and expanding. And if you don't keep up and expand and evolve your mindset with it, then you're going to end up living a real small life. So that's another big reason on why this five-star mentality is so important. Next reason is self-doubt and limiting beliefs. It is going to help combat self-doubts and limiting beliefs. The best way to overcome limiting beliefs and self-doubt is to learn more and to do more, period. And you're going to become more. So, perfect example, my son now, he's 8 years old. I carry him to this mentoring program that I'm a part of. And so, they got guys in middle school, high school in there, some getting ready to graduate. And I got my 8-year-old son in there. But we're teaching the guys how to public speak now. And the first time my son went there, they don't treat any difference. Like, all right, we practice this speech, or answer these questions, tell me about yourself or whatever. First time he got up there, he was real nervous, but he went. Very important. Second time he did it, went a little bit quicker. To the last time, now he's helping to conduct the meeting. And so what I'm seeing, his confidence about himself is continually growing with each time that he's hearing the information, but he's acting on it too. Each time he gets up there and he does something different, confidence is growing. It's growing. So it's just like the next time you call him up there, like, okay, I got this, man. I was hoping that you would call on me. So same thing with a five-star mentality. Hear the information, you expand your mindset, and you want to come? You want to come in here? He come. He hear me talking, and he not gonna come on. We talking about him, but information, act on it, and it's going to build your self-confidence, and it's going to help to decrease the self-doubt and the limiting beliefs. So, I think I am going to stop there for tonight. So like I said, just laying the foundation, but we're going to be talking five-star for the next couple of sessions. I may break it up because I got some real cool guests that I'm going to bring on in the next couple of weeks. So we'll kind of figure out how we'll stretch everything. But get yourself a copy of the book, man. I think five-star has been scrolling across the bottom of the screen the whole podcast. So go grab yourself a copy of a book and follow along. And, let's expand this mindset together and let's go to that next place of living, man, that next level living. Let's do a quick recap and we're going to be done. So mindset is the missing ingredient to financial independence and wealth creation. That's the seed. It starts there. Now, you got to take action with an expanded mindset, but you can't take a high level of action and stay on a lower level of thinking, if that makes sense. So it starts with that mindset, man. You got to expose yourself to more. You got to get more information in, but you got to take action on it, and you got to stretch yourself. All right, so my misreading to financial independence, that's point number one. Number two, the five-star mentality was created to help people continually expand their mindset and their level of living. So you don't have to tap out anywhere if you don't want to. Now, some people, they get to a certain level and it was just like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to take my foot off the gas. But look, nothing is wrong just because you. So five-star mentality is you engage in a ever progressing, increasing, expanding mindset, and is there to challenge you to always challenge yourself to what's the next level for me. Now, let me make this point. This just kind of came into my spirit. Be thankful for where you are. So that's what I don't want to happen. Like, I don't want you to not appreciate where you are because you came from somewhere to get to where you are. So the other thing about five-star man is a mindset of gratitude and appreciation for every single thing that you have, because that's one of the biggest keys to increasing and being able to handle more. How appreciative are you for what you already have? So if, I know people like this, they just grumble and complain about everything. Like, you give them gifts, it's like, and this gift was just like, where did they get this from? Like, what? How did they even come up with this? And into my mindset, I'm just like, in myself, I'm thinking like, yeah, that's why you're going to probably be stuck where you are for the rest of your life. So, yeah, expand your mindset. Yep, what's the next level for you? Yep, what's that next five-star? But in the process of doing that, stay thankful, stay appreciative, stay gratitude for everything that you have, because there was somebody out in this world who would die to trade their life for what you were experiencing now that you may be taking for granted. So I just wanted to say that. All right, man, that's it. So get a copy of the book. Join in next week. Make sure you go and my YouTube and like and subscribe at Path to Financial Independence. My website, RayAnderson.com, to some of those free resources. And I will talk to you all next week. So I appreciate everybody who jumped on. Big bro, I see you, man. Appreciate you jumping on. So we still got to get you on here at some point. But y'all have a good night, man. And I'll see you next week. All right, later.